we present My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiber. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. Hello again, and let me welcome you to the stage of the Commonwealth Institute in London in order to meet Ian Wallace, Dennis Norden, John Amis, and Frank Muir. Ian, ça commence. In your case, a wild, abandoned dance. Do you feel equal to that?
Yeah, it looks like.
I'll have a go.
You have a go. Right, here goes.
Exhausting.
Wasn't it? Yes. Yes.
Especially that last bit where it sort of goes chum-chum, yes. Chum-chum at the end.
You can get up now.
Yeah. Thank Ken Dodds. By golly, I need
it. Ian, the question, though,
touch
what...
Of...
Sorry.
You wanted to know what it was?
Yes, please, I'd like to know that.
The composer?
Yes, and the piece.
Tchaikovsky?
Yes.
Ballet?
Yes.
Sleeping...
The sleeping swan.
Swan. Well, they weren't sleeping there, were they?
The sleeping swan cracker.
I'll settle for the swan bit.
More 1812, still flapping about. Yeah. It was the Chardash.
The Chardash, yes.
Yes, that's right. Very good. Only one mark, I'm afraid, but lots of good answers there.
Out of how many?
Out of one.
Oh, good, that's all right.
Dennis, here's a terrific dance rhythm, and I think a very exciting artist as well. Left in a few of those glottal sounds.
Yes, you did.
Sounds,
yeah, it's terrible because she really is a very exciting singer. Mm. And they build her in America as the click-click girl, yeah. which is the most kind of apathetic way of doing it. Her name is Miriam Makeba, and she's African, and she sings genuine African rhythm.
Miriam Makeba, yes, that's right. Singing a song there, the title would be useful in nine-letter Scrabble. The title of the song is spelled UMQUOKOZO. A mark to you.
It's only a true voice like that the arranger can orchestrate like an instrument.
Yes, absolutely, yes. John Amis, another dance. Whose dance? Stuff again?
Not mine.
Russian?
Yes.
Mussorgsky?
Yes.
Persian dances?
Yes, the dance of the Persian slaves. It's probably just another way of putting the same thing. Begins with a K.
Begins with a K.
At least it does in our language. Or perhaps theirs. Kovanchina. Oh. Yes, the dance of the Persian stage. You got it, though. Mussorgsky's music, arranged by Rimsky-Korsakov. Mark to you. Frank, the subject is still dancing, but nearer home.
Hey, little boy, get your dancing shoes, your gold satin jacket and the silvery blues, and it'll be all right, dancing on a Saturday night.
She wrote it as well. Who is she?
A lovely sort of Minnie Mouse voice.
Yes, really, it's charming, I think.
Blossom Deary was the first one, really, who did that kind
of thing. Oh, yes, you're not suggesting it was she. Yeah, no, you're right.
No, it was it's a very talented and extremely pretty writer and singer called Lindsay DePaul.
Lindsay DePaul it was, yes. Her song, her voice, her piano, very talented girl. Mark, to you. On this matter of identification, we were talking a little while ago about how people half remember a line of a song. And a listener from...
us? What do you mean we're talking about other people?
Well, this is other people, because a listener from Leeds has written, he says he remembers his mother doing the housework and happily trilling, "See what the boys in the bathroom will have."
It was a plug number.
And we move on to the second round and some operatic settings, really.
Oh,
in the theatrical sense of sets. Ian, what begins at a cafe and ends at a banquet?
Begins at a cafe.
Give you more information if you want it.
Yeah, I'll have a little more.
Right. Scene one, on the terrace in front of a cafe, Naples, 18th century. And then finally, act two, scene three, a banqueting hall.
Ah, yes. That's Cosy.
Yes. And what's the name of the opera he wrote? Yeah. Yes, go on.
Così fan tutte
by Mozart. Dennis, what begins in a courthouse and ends by a bank?
Liberace's libel action against the Daily Mirror.
How true. How true. Half a mark for Dennis's nice Liberace answer. It's Lohengrin. John, what begins and ends in a palace, but visits, on the way, so to speak, a cave and a gallows?
Palace, cave, gallows.
Gallows, yes.
Ah. Don Carlo.
Yes. No. No. Not the right man, the right
Charlie composer. Charlie Carlo.
Wait a minute.
You could set it in Stockholm or in Boston, Massachusetts.
Begins in a palace.
Yes.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Yes Don Carlo. Ballo in Mascara.
Ballo in Mascara, sorry. Scene one, a room in a palace. Scene two, Ulrika's cave and the gallows outside the town later on. Yeah. Mark to you. Frank, what begins at a shooting contest and ends in front of a tent? Shooting contest is itself a clue, really, to the title. What begins?
William Tell fired off an arrow, but with intent. So outside wouldn't fit.
With intent not to, yes.
Jump! Come on.
It ends where?
In outside the tent.
In front of a tent.
A marquee.
Before the princess.
The Marquis de... No. How sad.
Isn't it a free shot?
Scene one, John. A forest shooting range in Bohemia, 1650. Act three, scene three. Before the prince's tent.
But it's not the free shot.
Not what?
Not the free shot. Freischutz.
Yes. Yes, that's what it is. Mm. Der Freischutz by
Weber.
Weber. Yes, well, you've got the mark for your side. And we move on to the piano medley. Six tunes for each team. Three marks available. So, six tunes, first of all, for Ian and Dennis. Scribble, 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 eh, Mr. Wallace?
Yes.
Don't bother with me, Steve.
Well, you've got...
You can switch this mic off.
He's got the first one.
Yes. Where the B sucks.
Yes, I can. Spelled yes.
Capital B.
Spelled just the capital B. I was trying speed writing there because I thought I'd be getting all the six Wordy. Down. I might as well have wrote the word out in full. Yes. Half the lyric I would have had time for.
Ian, did you get the next one in English or in German?
Yeah, the next one is Graven on My Heart, actually.
No, it's not.
Never
heard.
Goodbye.
But it is because I sang it for an operatic audition at the wrong speed.
Did you?
Oh, yes.
45 instead of 33.
It came out like Eartha Kitt. Yeah.
Really? We will hear about that someday. Meanwhile, what is it?
It is... some people call it a fowler bold in me you see.
Yes.
A man of mirth and minstrelsy. it's der Vogelfinger.
Yes,
or some such
thing. Yes.
I love the magic flute.
Yes, the bird catcher. I like a fowler bold.
It's a fowler bold, isn't it? Yes.
Then came...
Ship may safely graze.
Graze, that's right, yes. Then one you may have missed. It.
I did.
Yes. The Sailor's Song by Haydn.
Yes.
About the joy of a sailor's life and so on. Yes. Then came two more, which you must have got.
Sailor's Hornpipe.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Thank you. And the tail end of I Am the Ruler of the Queen's Navy.
Yes, the title is...
When I Was a
when
Lad.
When I Was a Lad, from Spinafore. That's right. 2.5 marks out of 3.
Dennis, the great trick is to pretend to write an answer to all
right,
these...
Yes. Yes, and all the time you're writing, take home a brown bread.
Yeah. Well, time to fake some scribbling, Frank. This is your turn. And a medley for you too, John and Frank. Back from the first one. What was the first one, John?
I didn't get any.
Oh, no.
The first time in 10 years. Give him a mark.
Hi. Elizabeth Amis.
Yes. Can you come back on the All Winners programme?
Haydn Roslein by...
Schubert, yes, thank you. Right. The next one was a song, I think, by Tchaikovsky.
Yes, sad song.
And what are the songs of Tchaikovsky called?
Tchaikovsky's Leader. Follow my leader.
No, sad song. Rather a sad song.
Sad song?
Song without words, isn't it?
No, I can't help you anymore. Chanson Triste by Tchaikovsky. Never mind. Then came four more. Let's just rattle through them. Frank, let's just rattle through them.
No,
John, yeah. Did you get the first... Any more of them, John?
No.
No more?
No.
No
more.
Well,
is Dennis?
Farnham.
No, it's Coronation Scott.
Coronation Scott.
Yes,
Coronation
Scott.
I don't remember.
Then came...
Heaven Can Wait.
This is perfect. And then The Whistler and His Dog.
Yeah, I got Whistler.
Oh, well, you did.
Was it?
But not Whistler and His Dog.
No.
Yes, that's right. And the last song...
No, Niente.
Girls, girls,
girls. Girls, girls, from The Merry Widow.
I found this rather boring, well.
Yes, half a mark, then. And just to report that this stage of the game, in the lead, as you may expect, Ian Wallace and Dennis North.
Right.
There's a line from Milton. There let the pealing organ blow. Which always pleased me as a boy, because the organ in our chapel really was peeling, practically falling apart. Because the organ is a magnificent instrument. Ian, here's a familiar organ piece. Familiar, at any rate, ever since a certain royal wedding. Ian, what is it?
Oh, it's... I know it is called Toccata, and yes. it's by a composer with a name that begins with W.
That's right, yes. Well, you're very near. Fifth movement of his fifth organ symphony.
We need something.
All together now, audience. Don't you feel ashamed, Ian? Vidor. Vidor's Toccata, W-I-D-O-R. Then, it's later in the same recording by Fernando Germani, the foot pedals come in here. Dennis, take it from me, it's a lovely feeling when you dig your toes or heels down into the pedal board and sounds like that come out of the organ far above you. I wonder how many other kinds of musicians use their feet when working. Organists, obviously.
Drummers.
Yes.
Marching bands. And there's a chap who plays a concertina on a tightrope. And he better use his feet.
That's it about, yes. Percussionists of various kinds. Pianists, too.
Pianists, yeah.
Harpists, as well.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And one-man bands, I thought of.
I do as well when I sing.
Yes.
Because it is, otherwise I have to present a moving target.
Another class of musician who sometimes uses his feet when working is a conductor. Ian, that's right, isn't it? Yeah. Some conductors beat time. They stamp with their feet, don't they?
Yes.
Don't they, John?
A one, a two.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yes. Yes. There was a well-known dance band conductor who used to count one, two, three, four into everything until they finally came up with a piece in five time. So he counted one, two, three, four and struck his chest. John, your turn. Which two composers' names are involved in this composition?
Batch.
Yes, just can you just expound?
Yes. It's Fantasia on the name Bach, that is to say using the notes B, A, C and H, which in German is B.
Yes.
And it's a fantasy by Liszt, Franz
yes.
Liszt.
Prelude and Fugue on B, A, C, H. B is our B flat, then A,
That's
C
sharp.
And H is B natural, so it's like that. German nomenclature. Frank, leaving Germani playing away in Selby Abbey, let's consider this business of transposing people's names into notes of music. B, A, C, and as we've heard, H is all right, but someone did Ravel too. R, A, V, E, L. How is it managed, do you think, with the scale only going from A to G? How do they do this?
You just repeat, go through the alphabet.
What, 32, and then...
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, or H, and then the next I becomes
yes.
A again.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, and so on. Eventually, the reason I did it, Frank, was to play you your name in music. What a thrill.
Yes.
What a thrill.
Right. The whole thing has been a tonic so far.
I'll do the Frank first, and then the Muir. So it's F-R-A-N-K.
Can you?
Yes, yes, F-R-A-N-K, and then M-U-I-R.
Exciting.
Here we are. You ready?
Lovely.
Right. And...
It's not bad, is it?
Not bad. But I'll tell you what's better.
Romantic.
What's better, Steve Race? Listen.
Oh,
Lovely. Well, there you are. On to the last round. Four love songs, requited or unrequited, according to taste, and are closing round this week. Dennis, you've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. In other words...
Yes, you're going to be a habit with me. Actually, that's got... Do you remember you did a round once with by plucking lines from lyrics of popular songs, which sounded rather awful when you plucked them at... A lot of kisses on the bottom was one of them. Well, that you're getting to be a habit, which comes from I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. But thank getting you, to be a habit with me has one. I used to think that love was something that I could take or leave alone, but now I find I'm lost without my supply. I want you for my own. I can't let you get away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. Which is much more like you're getting to be a rabbit with me.
Never thought of that. Never thought of that. But then I wouldn't. John, when I remember every little thing you used to do, I'm so lonely. Can I give you a chord in G, I think?
I was blue, and high above, the moon was new, and so was love. This eager heart of mine was singing, lover, where can you be? Whenever I remember all the things you to do, I'm so lonely. Every road I walk along, I've walked along with you. No wonder I am lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. As I stand here waiting,
you're done.
I got slightly mixed up, didn't I?
I liked your line about the nighty. The nighty's cold. Frank, a year ago you said that I was very nice to know. Can you make that into a song?
You called me baby doll a year ago. You said that I was very nice to know. You told me how to love. I thought I knew. But all the time you only wanted me to love you.
Hang on. Promise you would love me in return.
You promised you would love me in return, but all the time you're
fooling
after all. 'Cause now you've gone away, and gone there someday. You left behind a mark on
I tell you the mistake you made. You took your glasses off. It's very difficult to remember words if you take your glass off. You try. I can't answer the phone with my glass.
Can't find it.
Actually, that business of feeding with words. You know, you told me you were fooling after all. You know, when they do that. I once saw an act who did a whole lot of community singing, rather lesser known songs, and every time the audience died out, sort of slightly waiting, no matter what the song was, he'd shout out, I hear the mission bells above.
And they always sang about these lovely old songs is that one remembers four lines in, yes, and then it all evaporates a little.
Yes, yes, that's right. Ian, see how you get on. You, the worm, she, the early bird. Oh. And after you've sung a chorus, I think we might ask the audience in for another chorus, don't you?
She was a dear little day keeper. Chip, 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 she went. Sweetly she sang to me till all me money was gone. Then she went off song. We parted on fighting terms. She was one of the early birds, and I was one of the worms.
All together now.
She was a dear little daykeeper.
Cheek, 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 cheek.
The mission bell. Sweetly she sang to me till all my money was spent.
I hear the mission bell come.
Parted on fighting terms.
She was the worm.
She was the worm.
I was the worm.
I was one of the
worm. Best order, please, Lord Chairman.
So another edition of My Music sinks slowly in the west of Kensington. A victory this week for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.